This is Dial a Saint, introducing Saint Matthew. Levi, the son of Alphaeus, was a Jew who worked for the Romans. His job was to collect taxes which would help pay the soldiers and the expenses of the Roman occupational forces. These were needed to put down Jewish unrest and rebellions aimed at gaining independence. His work was not pleasant because his countrymen regarded both him and his publican co-workers as common thieves and traitors to their native homeland. In fact, both Jew and non-Jew alike learned from experience that most tax collectors were greedy and grasping extortionists. Publicans were refused communion at religious worship and treated like outcasts in the business and social world. Most persons would not even consider marriage into a family in which a publican was a member. It is not surprising, then, that some Jews felt that Levi should not have been given the honor of being called to be among Christ's closest friends. The invitation of Christ as he walked past the publican's custom house was simply, "Follow me." Levi's response is described in his own gospel as follows, "And he rose up and followed him." Soon afterward, Levi gave what we might call a going-away dinner at his home so his old business acquaintances could meet Christ, his new friend. The event is recorded by several other gospel writers as follows. There were Pharisees at the dinner who professed to follow the letter of the Mosaic law. These were shocked to find Christ and his disciples eating and drinking with so many tax collectors and sinners. To their questions about this, Christ replied, "It is not those who are well who need the doctor. It is to the sick I have come. I have not come to call the virtuous, but sinners to repentance." Levi took to himself the name Matthew, which means the gift of Yahweh. He followed Jesus Christ from the second year of Jesus' ministry until the end, and wrote down the gospel stories which tell the daily events, parables, teaching, and miracles worked by our Lord. St. Matthew's Gospel starts by outlining Christ's human genealogy from Abraham to Mary and Joseph. For that reason, the symbol of Matthew is a man, which is unlike the symbols of the other three Gospel writers. It is said that after the apostles received their commissions to teach, that St. Matthew preached throughout Judea and later traveled to the countries of the East. It was here that he was martyred for the faith. We, like Matthew, are called by Christ to be his instruments for good. Matthew's answer to Christ's words, "Follow me," shows a life open to Christ's call. No matter the depth of our sins or our feeling of unworthiness, our life must give the answer of St. Matthew, "And he rose up and followed him."